Hello, it's Amanda from Mandela Market, and I am down at the Wholesomeness Cafe this morning at Beach Lane for the Mandela Market Coffee and Conversation podcast, thanks to Radio Karen. It's where I invite one of our artisans who is showcasing at our upcoming monthly market here at Beach Lane to come and sit down and have a coffee and a chat. And this morning I have the lovely Amanda from Amandala Life who's joined me. Welcome, Amanda.
Hi, how are you?
Thank you for coming down.
Thanks for having me.
So you are showcasing for the first time with Mandela Market. Yes. On September 24th.
Yes.
Which is next Sunday. Mm-hmm. It's coming up very quickly.
It is.
So we're going to have a chat. We share more than just the same name.
I know.
We share the love and the passion of mandalas.
Yes.
So you make mandala-inspired home decor.
Yes.
Would you like to tell us a little bit, a brief rundown of your business, and then we can go through every sort of aspect that you do? So, yeah go ahead.
So I love mandalas, obviously. Yeah. So Amanda, our Mandala Life. I wanted my business just to be called our Mandala, but there's a spa somewhere in Melbourne, I think, called our Mandala. So I had to think of something else, and I thought, our Mandala Life. Our Mandala Life is about mandalas, obviously, but it's also about mindfulness, and I'm a multifaceted business.
Yes.
So not just my own designs as part of home decor and jewelry and things like that. I also offer my services with my laser cutting and etching business, as well as my graphic design business.
Yes,
so
yes.
Lots of different aspects to my business, but it all ties together really lovely, which is been able to have me supporting myself for the past 12 months.
Wonderful.
So, which is really cool.
Wonderful. Yeah. That's very, very exciting.
Yes.
Very exciting. So you do laser cutting and etching.
Yep.
Tell us how did you get started with that? How did it all begin?
So last year I did the NEES program, which is a government, it's been running for decades, government run program. And whilst I was actually at the NEES program doing my small business management course, I was looking online and I thought a couple of weeks beforehand, I think I could probably do something with laser cutting and etching. I've got a very tech minded boyfriend who he and his best mate were all into the laser cutting, CNC, 3D printing, all of that sort of thing. And I just got my tax return and I thought, this is going to be my last tax return going from 9-to-5 employment into self-employment.
Yeah, creating
and
a dream.
And I thought, I need to invest this into myself. And I was looking online one day and saw on eBay, I think it was, someone was selling a laser cutter and etcher.
Wow.
And I thought, okay, it was the exact amount that I wanted to spend.
Wow.
And I thought, all right.
Meant to be.
Messaged my boyfriend Liam and said, we're going to go look at this afternoon.
Cool.
And if it works, if you can get it to work, because apparently there was an issue with it.
Oh, okay.
So if you can get it to work, we're going to get it. And he went, are you sure? And I went, yes, I have a feeling about this. We're going to get it.
Awesome.
So we went down to this guy's workshop and he was a builder who had bought this laser cutter thinking that he was going to make toys with it.
Oh, right. Okay.
But he was a bit of an older gentleman and he couldn't get the laptop to tell the laser what he wanted it to do.
Okay.
So I thought, if anyone can do it, it's my Liam.
Right.
And got Liam down there, and within 20 minutes we had a mandala etching on a piece of wood, and I went, it's mine.
Yay.
This is happening. So we loaded it into the car, got it home, and it was all set up and ready to go, and that was the start. I started etching on boards, chopping boards and whatnot.
Yeah.
So before that I was hand etching with a pyrography tool. So sped up the process a little bit. From there on I started etching, and then I was laser cutting and worked out how to turn my mandala designs into laser cut designs. And it's kind of just grown from there. It's always expanding. There's always new stuff coming up, new ideas, new products. So,
amazing.
Yeah, it's been really cool.
So before we get into talking about the work you do with your clients, why mandalas? Like what?
So I was in a insurance job, 9-to-5 corporate. I had ridiculous amount of anxiety leading up to the end of my career, where I was being bullied and harassed by a manager. I was just miserable in this job, and the only thing that could could kind of alleviate that anxiety was drawing or doing something artistic. Now, yeah, I did visual arts at uni, okay, and I don't know why I ever left it and went into this corporate world 10 years ago, but I did.
Yeah.
So I had a girlfriend, Nikki, who was living in Melbourne at the time, who was went and saw an art therapist. And one night I was over at her place and she's like, oh, my art therapist said to draw a mandala. And I was like, well, what is it? I kind of knew what mandalas were, but I was like, well, how is she telling you how to do it?
Yeah.
She had a circle and she was, you know, drawing in the circle, and essentially that's a mandala. And I thought, oh, okay. And I went home and I, you know, started drawing them myself, and I was like, this is awesome. I was sitting in my little cottage. I was drawing mandala, and I was like, I was just in my own world, and I loved it. Yeah. I loved it. So
it's almost like meditating for you and therapy.
It's my therapy, why go pay to see a therapist when I can sit down and draw a mandala? Mm. And they're so, like, it's actually a tangible output from a mindfulness practice. So it's one of, I found meditating really difficult because I would, my anxiety would kick in and I would start thinking about all the to-do lists and all that sort of stuff. But something about drawing a mandala is I was completely present, mindful, and just felt really centered and calm. Mm. And I was like, that's it. This is like, it was like my light bulb moment. I was like, this is awesome.
That is
I
awesome.
Love these things. I love drawing them, and I was getting better and better at them. And I was like, yep, that's it.
Amazing.
I'm done. I found it. Yeah.
So did you go from paper and pen to then doing them on the computer? Or?
Yeah.
Because you're a graphic designer.
I am a graphic designer. Yep. So I when did I change? I think I was learning to use Illustrator, which, thinking back, like, my boyfriend laughs now at how badly frustrated I was getting trying to learn to use this software.
Right.
I think it was after I actually bought my laser cutter. I was starting to design things on Illustrator. So there's a, like, a rotate function where you can put one item in and it'll rotate it around and copy it down. And I still thought, this is really arduous.
Yeah.
And then I went to, I think I was playing, a girlfriend was getting tattooed, and I went and sat with her, and I was playing with the tattoo artist's iPad Pro.
Oh.
A lot of tattoo artists use iPad Pros for their, because they're great for drawing with the Apple Pencil.
Right.
And she was using it to design up her artwork. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, I've got a couple of different mandala drawing apps on here. Like, have a go.
Cool.
And I picked it up, drew mandalas, and she was looking at it going, wow, you're doing them better than I do them. And I was like, well, I could design some tattoos for you. But kind of took that and went and found someone was selling an iPad Pro ridiculously cheap with the Apple Pencil, everything, and I thought, all right, if I can get it for the price that I want it, then that was it. And now I use the iPad Pro with it's an app called AmazioGraph.
Okay.
And that helps me design my mandalas, and then I drop them into Illustrator and make a file that then I can send to the laser cutter from there.
Right.
So, yeah. Okay, a little trade secret.
Yeah, that's how it all happens.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So you work with clients.
Yes.
In their businesses, creating products for them.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
So I've always wanted to be someone who, like, a maker who makes my own products but also supports other makers. So I love working with my graphic design clients, and that's great, and working with their branding and really honing in on what they want to do. But I also love supporting other makers with just adding touches to their brands that can really elevate their products.
Yeah.
So for example, I work with, one of my oldest collaborations is Caroline from Pretty Kooky, who will be at the market with me next week. Yes. We're sharing a stall,
which is very exciting.
Yeah. So she does macrame, and macrame is everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And she was getting really frustrated that she was getting copied. And it happens, it's absolutely rife throughout a lot of creative industries.
It
someone
is,
has a great
it?
Idea and, and people just start copying it. Which, you know, it's a part and parcel of making. And it forces you to think of outside the box
it
and
does.
How you're going to elevate your work.
How you can push yourself
to
be different.
And really make yourself unique and just keep pushing yourself forward.
Yeah.
Which is probably a good thing about the copying, is it does force the true makers and the creatives to get out there and really just elevate.
Yeah.
So I was sitting with her and I said, why don't, like, I've got these mandalas, you know, I'll laser cut a couple for you. Why don't you try incorporating them into your work?
Yep.
And she went, okay. And she's done some amazing things. Like,
I was checking at her.
They're stunning.
Yeah,
I get blown every time she thinks of something and she brings something out. I'm like, oh my gosh. Because I think my mandalas are special.
Oh, they are.
Then when she adds her macrame to it, it's amazing. So now we start working together where she has ideas for things that can be laser cut.
Right.
And then I'll sort of design them up for her. And it's been really beautiful. I can't wait to see both of us, our stuff together. It's been really lovely. And she's awesome. And she's a local to Carrum as well.
Oh, so, wonderful. We love supporting local artists.
She's great. Great.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And we actually had Loretta.
Yes, from Nourish Energy.
Yeah, she was here at one of our recent markets. And she also uses your services in her business.
Funny story, Loretta actually bought one of our first collaboration pieces with Caroline without even knowing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it was only a couple of months ago. She messaged me saying, I think I've got one of your mandalas in a macrame piece. And I went, oh my gosh, that was literally one of the first ones that we worked on together. Very small world. And I love that that's a lot of my work and a lot of my clients are all connected like that, sort of like a mandala. Everything's connected. Yes. Everything comes full circle.
Yeah.
Loretta is amazing. I have a lot of high vibe clients. Mm. They just seem to come to me and get recommended to me, which is wonderful. Mm-hmm. Loretta's amazing. I've done some crystal grids for her. Mm-hmm. Even today she messaged me saying, I need some more things done up.
Oh, so gorgeous.
I love working with people like Loretta, and we inspire each other with what can be done. Yeah. So helping my clients with ideas for new products, and then they also inspire me with, you know, every time I get a new challenge, it just broadens my horizons so much more. It's awesome.
Yep.
Awesome for that.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That is awesome. So your social media sites.
Yes.
People can view your stuff online.
Yeah.
Is that correct? Do you have a web shop?
I've got, so my website is www.amandalalife. Mm-hmm. So that would be Amanda LA Life, I guess, if you're trying to work out how to, or Amandala Life.
Yeah, yep.
.com.au. So I have an online store there, and I have some info in my bio. It's a pretty big website. I also have a wholesale section there. So if you're a store that you want to pop my stuff in your store or online store, you can check that out as well. I have Instagram, which is at amandala.life, and my Facebook is just amandalalife. I think I have a Twitter account as well, but I don't really maintain it. Just kind of automatically sends it once I post on Instagram. Cool. So
it's all
I don't even know what that one is.
All good. Is there anything else you'd like to share about your business this morning?
No, I think, you know, it's a constantly evolving and expanding business. I'm at that point where I'm looking at going from that one woman show to expanding into a second machine, which will be bigger, so I can do things like signage and whatnot. But pretty much with the laser, whatever you dream up, you can do. And being a designer, I love designing up things like that. So any sort of special gifts that you've got, or if you want a wall piece done up with some awesome words, you know, I've got the ability to execute quite a lot. So
So customers can come to the market on Sunday and chat to you about custom designs.
Yep. If they want a chopping board done for a wedding, or if they want a big wall piece done, or, you know, whatever. I'm always up for the challenge of a big creation or a little creation, it is.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And I also do mandala drawing classes.
Yes.
So mindful manifesting mandala drawing classes.
Yes.
So
I actually had a friend, Kim, who...
Kim. I actually saw Kim on Thursday night. We went to one of Loretta's... we did crystal wrapping, which was awesome. But Kim was there, and half the people that attended... I did a mandala drawing workshop as part of Kim's... as part of Loretta's monthly new moon circles.
Oh, gorgeous.
Yeah, so there was as half a dozen people that went to my mandala drawing class came back to do the crystal wrapping. So it was like sitting with old friends, which is nice.
Yes.
Yeah, I do mandala mindfulness is, I guess it was kind of, you know, it's all well and good to sell the products, and it's all well and good to have all these beautiful things. But really what I want to put out there is how mandalas are such an awesome tool for mindfulness and for... there's something really magical about them. Mm. I use them for my mindfulness, but I also found that when I add the component of thinking about what I want to manifest into my life, and I've done, like, the list of things that I've brought into my world in the last 12 months is pretty amazing.
Wow.
But I write out an intention and visualize it. And as I'm drawing a mandala, I sort of visualize how that's going to feel and repeat that affirmation, and that is in itself an act of mindfulness and manifesting.
Yes.
So I teach classes on how to do that, and very easy to do, very down to earth. It's not very woo-woo at all. And very practical way. And it's been so well received, and it's something that I'm, you know, wanting to expand that side of my business into, working with I don't know, retreats or doing, taking it into schools, that sort of thing.
Yep.
So, yeah, I think it's time to organise another one. But I think maybe for future mandala markets, we might look at doing communal mandalas or starting to spread that mandala goodness.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. I really love that idea.
Awesome.
It's very exciting to have you on board.
You're joining us. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, thank you. You're joining us for the full spring season, and you'll be here for our Christmas market as
Absolutely.
So our next market coming up here at Beach Lane is on Sunday, September 24th, so next Sunday.
I hope it's good weather.
I know.
It's gorgeous today. Something like today would be wonderful.
It would be perfect. I was saying to Marcus from Radio Karam that the weather gods have been very kind to us every market. So,
it's meant to be.
Yep. We just got to keep these positive vibes happening.
And we've got outdoor markets this time too.
So you'll be outdoors.
I am. I've got my gazebo ready to go.
Beautiful. Yep. So you'll be all set up in the backyard here at Beach Lane. And we'll also have our artisans upstairs in the gorgeous, eclectic and charming rooms up there. So we're going to have about, I think it's about 16 or 17 stall holders joining us this month. So there'll be lots to see. Listeners, come on down on September 24. Mm-hmm. We're opening between 9 and 2 p.m. There's great coffee here at the Wholesomeness Cafe. There is the beach behind us, the playground. So there's something for everyone.
What could you want?
I know, it sounds like a perfect Sunday to
it
me.
Does.
So September 24, 9 to 2, come down to Mandala Market here at Beach Lane. And we hope to see you. Thank you, Amanda, for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's been wonderful.
Yeah, it's been amazing.
Time for another coffee, I think.
No, it's been great, learning about your business all about you. And look forward to seeing you next weekend. And a big thank you to Radio Karam this morning for coming down and, creating this podcast with us. So thank you so much.